Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, our true treasure. Amen. Our text today is the Old Testament reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, written by King Solomon, the great king of old, inspired by God's Spirit. We pray as we consider the Word of God. Lord, you teach us that your Word is sharper than a double-edged sword. May that great sword penetrate our minds, our hearts, and work in us repentance and faith, and draw us closer to Jesus, our treasure, that we long for him, hunger for him, always. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, dear friends in Christ, eat, drink, and be merry. Say with me, eat, drink, and be merry. How's that sound for life? Now and life eternal. That I declare today, and Solomon joins me, and above all the Holy Spirit says it through Solomon, that is a wonderful summary of our Christian life as the baptized, our life now, today, October 18, 2015, and on into heaven, where we're going to fully eat, drink, and be merry for eternity. Life is hard, as we all know. Solomon writes about it. Life often makes no sense. Life often seems to have no meaning, a striving for the wind. I'm never going to get what I really want. How do we Christians, we the baptized, react in a troubled world, a troubled life? How do we respond when things don't always go our way? The Spirit tells us through Solomon, eat, drink, and be merry. That's what he says. Behold, I have seen. To be good and fitting is to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toil with which one toils under the sun for the few days of his life that God has given him. There are three ways we can live life. This is a summary. Three philosophies or mottos we can have for life. We can eat, drink, and be merry. Or we can hunger, thirst, and be busy. Or we can nibble, sip, and be worried. What describes your life? A lot of people live life this way. They starve, thirst, and are busy. That's their life. They starve, thirst, and are busy. Busy, busy, busy. Now, by starving and thirsting, I'm talking not about temporal food. Their stomachs may be full of hamburgers and steak and hot dogs and french fries and Coca-Cola. I'm not talking about physical food. I'm talking about the real food the Spirit's talking about here when he says to eat and drink. And that real food is the bread of life, Jesus. To partake of his holy word, food for our ears, food that gives life and forgiveness and peace and hope. And to eat and drink of the body and blood of the crucified, risen Lord. This is the food. This is the eat. This is the drink that the Spirit's talking about. That really gives life. And life to the full and life forever. And so there are many, many people. Sometimes these people call themselves Christians. Who starve and thirst and be busy. Meaning they never get around to really hearing the good news of Jesus. They don't care a whole lot about it. They never partake of the body and blood of Jesus. They don't know what it is and don't really care a whole lot about it. Why? Because they're so busy. Their stomachs may be full, their eyes are full, their ears are full of all the entertainment and the sport and the fun of life, but their souls are starving and thirsting for the living God, and they don't even know about it and don't even sense it. And we pray God would help them to sense it. Missing something. I'm missing something. Is that you? Maybe a loved one, family member? Starving and thirsting because you're so busy. Work, 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 work. I got to work all the time, Pastor. I can't come. I always got to work. Well, praise be to God, he wasn't too busy to die on a cross for you. Wasn't too busy to rise from the grave on Easter. And maybe it's time to repent of your busyness. Because busyness is no excuse. A man sued the NFL. True story. He just sued the NFL, the National Football League, because his Dallas Cowboys lost. Now, that's already pathetic that you're a Cowboys fan. Another story. But he thought that a referee blew a call and cost the Cowboys a game. So he sued the NFL because of this blown call by a referee. And you know how much money he wanted for suing the NFL? He wanted $90 billion in a lawsuit. True story. Not $90 million, not $90,000, but $90 billion since my Cowboys lost. That guy has to get a life, doesn't he? We'll do anything for a win. Anything for a victory of our team or whatever it is. Even sue to try to get a win. It's worth $90 billion to me. The foolishness of the world. And I'm sure that won't satisfy him if he were to win, and he won't win when the Cowboys lose the next weekend, don't they? You want to be a winner? Be baptized. You conquer all the hell in your baptism. You want to be a winner? Eat of the feast of victory for our God, as we just sang. Eat of the body and the blood of Christ. Have your sins forgiven. Death is defeated. We have eternal life. Hell is defeated. The world is defeated. I'm a winner in Christ. I've won over all things, no matter how poor and pathetic and sick I am. I've won in Christ. But is your life one of starving and thirsting and being busy? Secondly, we can live life, and a lot of Christians live this way. They sip and nibble and be worried. That's another motto for life. I sip and nibble and I'm worried all the time. This is the Christian who comes around every once in a great while. And better to come around every once in a while than not at all. Welcome. But hey, I'll come and hear the word every once in a while, nibble on the word of God now and then. A few times a year, maybe commune a few times a year, eat the body, drink the blood. After all, my mom and dad, my grandma and grandpa taught me to do that. I'll nibble here, there, sip here, there, and then worry and worry and worry. And in 26 years of ministry, this describes a lot of the flock. And we don't push you away. We just want you to come and eat and drink rather than sip and nibble. No wonder why you're so worried all the time and sad and depressed and down. Because all you're is sipping and nibbling. But oh, how people worry about war and war and war. Pray about it. Don't worry about it. It's in the hands of God. And they worry about sickness and sickness. Pray about it. God's with you in it. And they worry about their job and worry about the economy and worry about politics. Please don't worry about that. Just pray about it and do your duty as a Christian. And worry about the church and worry about everything. And Jesus said, you're not worry of you little faith. And you have your faith strengthened by doing more than nibbling and sipping. Why don't you eat and drink a little bit more and get strengthened in your faith? Is that you? You come around and sip and nibble and you worry about everything in life, sad and depressed. Come eat and drink more. Get closer to Jesus. You know there's a food that supposedly takes away anxiety and takes away worry? It's not chocolate. Too bad. It's not ice cream. I thought it was, but it's not ice cream. For me, it is steak, by the way. So it's Pat Pastor's birthday and appreciation month. It's not steak either. You know what it is? They say this is a real study. It's yogurt. Yogurt and some cheeses. Fermented foods. They supposedly, by a study, help with anxiety and help with worry. And I don't know. I always get a big kick out of these silly, silly studies. Really? Eat my yogurt and I'll be happy? I don't even like this stuff. How am I going to be happy? We gather today because we know the food that takes away the worry. And it is to eat of the risen body of our Lord Jesus, the bread of life. A body that's conquered death and hell. A righteous, saving, holy body. I eat of him, I will live. I don't have to worry about anything if I have Jesus. To drink his righteous, saving, pure blood that forgives my sins. I'm right with God. My sins are forgiven. Jesus died for me, rose again for me. He loves me, as the choir sang beautifully. I don't have to worry about anything. God's on my side. If God is for me, who can be against me? And so we Christians, we baptize. We don't starve and thirst and be busy. That's not our life. We don't sip and nibble and be worried all the time. But what do? Say with me, we eat and drink and be merry. And this is the Christian life, the essence of Christianity. By these words, the Spirit teaches us, reminds us, Christianity is faith. It is trusting God through all things. It is contentment in my God, joy in my God, satisfaction in my God who gives me everything. That's the Christian faith. Receiving the gifts of God, the food he gives, the drink he gives, the word he gives, and having great joy. We're reminded in these words, Christianity is not try, 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 try. Christianity is trust, 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 trust Jesus. The Christian life is not do, 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 do. It's not. The Christian life is it's done, 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 finished at Calvary's cross, and so I'm right with God and at peace with God forever. Christianity is not run, run, run everywhere. It is rest and rest and rest and receive the word and sacrament and eat and drink and be merry. The Christian life is not busy, 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 busy. It is believe, believe, believe that God so loves me, he gave me Jesus. That God forgives my sins, all of them. That God is with me at all times and will never leave me or forsake me. That God's my rock, my refuge, my strength, my help. God's going to give me heaven. It's faith. It's trust. So take a load off, First Lutheran. You've heard that expression. Take a load off. Yes, come and take a load off. Leave your sins, your worries, your fears, your sicknesses, your diseases. Leave them all at the cross. Lean with God and be at peace. And be with great joy in your heart. You've heard the expression, stop and smell the roses. Yes. Stop and smell in the church the rose of Sharon, as he's called. Jesus, the great rose. Smell the wine and know it's his blood. Come and eat and drink. Your sins are forgiven. You know how many licks it takes to get down to the Tootsie Roll in a Tootsie Roll Pop? This is a study, too. You wonder what Pastor reads sometimes, right, Pat? I find these things kind of cute. But they study this. I don't know. This would be a great study for me when I was in college. I'll study the Tootsie Roll Pop. 1,000 licks. Kids, you get that? 1,000 licks, you get down to the chocolate. Praise be to God, we don't have to lick something 1,000 times to get it today. We don't have to do it 100 times. We just open our ears and hear you're forgiven. And you open your mouth and eat the body. And you open your mouth and drink the blood of Christ. And he is yours. He is yours forever and you are his forever. And that's what really counts. So friends, in this troubled life where life is hard, life makes no sense. There are difficulties, there are crosses to bear. Often it seems like it's all meaningless and purposeless. It's all vanity, it's striving for the wind, as Solomon would say. In the midst of all of that, what do we do one last time? We eat, drink, and be merry. Amen. Let's stand. We confess our faith, the